Well, big numbers coming out of China on the COVID-19 caseload. The number of deaths now stands at 1,380. The number of new cases, more than 5,000 in the last 24 hours. Despite those figures, the World Health Organization says the transmission rates outside of China are still low, but it's warning against complacency because a lot is still unknown about the spread of the virus. The fallout from Australia's extended travel ban because of the disease is meanwhile further testing Australian universities. Madeline Jenner reports.
At university campuses across the country, students are preparing for orientation week, but there's a big group missing.
We're now at the pointy end, really, of the start of what would traditionally be semester one.
That's Phil Honeywood, head of the International Education Association of Australia and leader of Australia's Global Reputation Task Force, an emergency council of universities and education providers trying to reduce the impact coronavirus is having on the sector.
UNSW, of course, have got trimesters, so they're going to roll students potentially into their second trimester. ANU are going to put on a special winter semester. And Monash have pushed back their normal start date for every student by 1 week. However, if it goes on for much longer, of course, then first semester is looking problematic for most universities.
Many universities have been looking at what kinds of classes they can offer online, but internet restrictions in China have been problematic. Now, after lobbying from the higher education sector, the Chinese government has agreed to relax its internet crackdown. Phil Honeywood also wants changes to visas here in Australia. New student visa approvals were frozen by the Department of Home Affairs on February 1.
Clearly, the sooner we have student visas being approved, then that means that even though the students can't come to Australia to study, they've got that visa and they know they can hit the ground running when the travel ban is lifted. Most Australians would not understand the fact that we've got these competitor study destination countries such as Canada and UK who've got their later academic year. So that might be more amenable to some Chinese students, particularly commencing students, rather than ones who are halfway through their course already in Australia.
The federal government says it's working to speed up the visa process for international students caught out by the travel ban. And the higher education sector says speed is critical. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says more work needs to be done to identify the original source of the virus. WHO Director of Emergencies, Dr. Mike Ryan.
If there is a source out there in the animal kingdom, we better identify it, because if we end this epidemic with all of the hard work, we don't want to be exposed to another one with the same virus.
Dr. Ryan says that for now, the virus's spread outside of China remains low, but better funding is needed to defend Asia and the Pacific.
We saw the impact that measles had on the health system in Samoa and the Western Pacific, so we have to get systems ready.
There's also growing concern about the prospect of an outbreak in North Korea. There are currently no confirmed cases, but Dr. Kee Park says the country would struggle to diagnose cases in the first place. He's a lecturer in global health at Harvard Medical School and has made many humanitarian trips to Pyongyang.
The North Korean doctors I've worked with are excellent technically. I'm a surgeon by training and I really enjoy working with them. But they work in a very challenging environment with a super resource scarce situation. So when you have an onslaught of critically ill patients that need a lot of resources, it will overwhelm the system.
Dr. Park is encouraged by comments from the US government today that it is willing to assist North Korea if needed. But he says more needs to be done to get medical supplies into the impoverished country.
Madeline Jenner with that report.